Besicha of Dvarim, Tavshin on Aleph. The Rebbe in that Sicha finishes off with something very interesting. The Rebbe says, Matshein Farendik Ta'ale in Yonim, we finished everything. On the base of Migdash is Oymed Umuchan, on my base of Migdash is ready. On all the other things, everything is ready. Like a closed box with the key given to every single Yid. The only thing we're waiting for is that a Yid should give a scream with a demand and a request and a reminder, Ad Masai. And through this, he affects the Mashiach Tzidkenu comes and he takes all the Yid into Eretz Yisrael. So I want to speak for a few minutes today about the accomplishment of Ad Masai. In other words, how are we supposed to look at the Achraza of Ad Masai? Most people look at it that the reason why it's so important is because it shows that it bothers you. Everyone knows the famous expression in Yiddish, as is tutvei shreitmen, when something hurts, you scream out. It's not because you think it's going to accomplish anything, but because naturally, if something bothers you, you call out. You scream out. So most people look at Ad Masai as something which bothers. It's a sign that something bothers you. I want to learn with you a few sources that speak about the accomplishment of screaming out to the Eibishter. Parshas Veeda starts off, Veeda Avram El Yitzchak Bekeel Shakai, Ushmi Avai Eloi Nedaitilem, that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they had Shem Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud, but Shmi Hashem, they didn't have. So the Ur HaChaim, in Pasuk Gimel, he explains like this. Says, what does it mean that they didn't see Shem Avaya? What was Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem was answering Moshe's taina. Moshe came to Hashem and he said that you promised the others that their kids are going to spend 400 years in Golos. How are you taking them out after 210? So we know the famous answers. The one is because the 210 were like 400, it was so hard. Rashi brings down the answer that 400 years started from when Yitzchak was born. The Ur HaChaim, he gives a different answer. He says like this. According to Shem Shin Dalad Yud, you need 400 years. But there's another path of Shem Avaya. With Shem Avaya, things go a lot quicker. Things go a lot quicker. How do you arouse Shem Avaya? Listen to his lashon. Im yivakshu v'yoyru rachmim. If they will request and demand rachmim. Kama sh'os yisol shebikshimenu rachmim v'yidovku al dalsei rachmim koydim akeitz. And they will bang down the doors of rachmim before the time. Then it can come earlier. That means if we make a shturim, and we tell the Eibishter Ad Masai, we start knocking on that door of Rachamim, so then there's a whole new Seder Advar. That's what the Ur HaChaim says. The most famous Pirush is the Pirush of the Radak. The Radak on the last Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, where over there it discusses a Magefa that was going on in the time of Shmuel. So the Pasuk finishes off, Pasuk Chafei of Perek of Dalid. Vayivin Sham David Mizbeach LaHashem. David built Mizbeach for Hashem. Vayal Oilis v'Shlomim, and he brought up Oilis and Shlomim. Vayosu Hashem La'aretz. Neivish Tetaki gave, he agreed and he accepted it. Vatayotzer Magefa Me'al Yisrael. And the Magefa stopped. Says the Radak. Listen to this Radak. He brings down a medrash. Says, Kol alofim eila shenaflu b'mei David. Why did these people, what was the reason of this Magefa? Le'inofa idei shalei tovu beis hamigdash. They didn't demand the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Now think about it. These are people living the times of David that never knew what a Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be. They never saw it because the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech. Listen to this lashon. Vayidvarim kal v'chomer. Ma'im elu shelehoyu b'yimeihem. V'lechorav b'yimeihem. These people, that there was, they never saw a Beis HaMikdash. They never saw a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Naflu al shelei tavu oisai. They fell. They got killed. Because they didn't demand the Beis HaMikdash. Anu shahaya b'yameinu. We who there was a Beis HaMikdash. V'chorav b'yameinu. And it was destroyed. Alach eskama v'kama. Lefichach, therefore, hiskinu skeinim unavim. Litim ifim shayisrael. We always have in our davening. So we should say, Hashem Shechinoscha Malchuscha Letzien, and all the brachas of Shemin Esther, because demanding the Beis HaMikdash, someone that doesn't demand the Beis HaMikdash, is Poshet Sakonis Nefoshes. I want to share with you, before I go to the next mocker, a fascinating medrash. I don't know how many of you think what they say always by davening. But there's a very interesting Mizmor that David HaMelech says. He says, Samachti bo'imrim li, I am happy when they're telling me, what's the next words? Beis Hashem Nelech. Let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. How many of you asked yourselves the following question? Was there a Beis HaMikdash to go in the times of David HaMelech? No? So what does it mean they said, Samachti bo'imrim li, I'm happy that they're telling me to go to Beis HaMikdash? There was no Beis HaMikdash to go to. So the Medrash says that David HaMelech was saying like this. He used to meet people and they would tell him, David, when are you going to drop dead? We know the Eibishter will not build the Beis HaMikdash as long as you're alive. So maybe you can drop dead. So instead of taking it as an insult, he would say, Samachti b'imrim li. I am happy when I see that the Eden want the Beis HaMikdash so much that when they say Beis Hashem Nelech, when they say drop dead, so we can build the Beis HaMikdash, it gives me simcha, because the Yidden, I see the yearning to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a Beis Yosef in the Torah, Simen Kuf Beches or Chaim. He brings down the Rambam. The Rambam asks the question, you ever see in the middle of benching, we land in with Uvenei Yerushalayim Mirakodesh. You know, if you're thinking Hashem for food, it's good. You think Hashem, mitamol v'nei Yerushalayim erakodesh. So the Rambam writes that we have to mention that when what we have, the Rachem, is by the Gula Asida, and he brings on a Shivli Aleket. He says like this, we have to mention Malchus Shemayim, Malchus Beis David and Beis HaMikdash. Because Chazal say, because the time of when Beis David was split, the Yidden were kaifer in three things. By the Eivishter, Beis HaMikdash, and Malchus Beis David. And we need to show that we're into those three things. Therefore, we always say, Rabbein Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Ken Yeshua, which refers to Beis David, and we always give to the Eivishter also. So we see this inyan of mentioning Beis David. And I want to share through the last thing. It's in Medrash Tilim, Mizmor Mem, that he asks a question on the davening. We have a very funny davening, Nusach. We, in Shemoneh Esrei, we basically ask Hashem for a lot of things. In order to make him feel good, we tell him, you know, you're the man, you could do it. For example, we say in davening, Slach lonu avinu, you know, give us forgiveness. Why should we forgive? Why should you do it? You're such a nice guy. You're such a forgiving person. So transfer some of that to us. Fight for us and, you know, take care of us. Why? Because you have the power to do it. So do it for us. Give us refuah. Why? Because you have the power, you're good, you know how to do it, so give it to us. And that's what we do. And that's normal. We're basically saying to Eivishter, you have the koyach to do it, we need it, let's make a shidduch. Mitamo, when it comes to Estemach David Abdecha, right? We say, Hashem, give us Mashiach. Why? Kilishuascha kivinu, because we're waiting for it. So what? Hey, because you could do it. Because we're waiting for it. What does that mean? Because we're waiting for it, so give it to us. Everything you want, you need to get. Spoiled people. So the Medrash says, Ein biyad Yisrael sheikavu sheigelu makadosh baruch hu. If this chusel itself, that we tell Hashem that we're waiting for Mashiach, that's enough of a schus that the Eibishter owes it to us. That means if we show Hashem that we are anticipating, we want it, that's enough of a reason for the Eibishter to give it. And these will bring out this thing, what the Rebbe says, that the Eibishter is waiting for us to demand Him, remind Him, and mire by Him this inyan of Ad Mosai.